Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen some disturbing images in my meditation lately.
Something's not right here, man.
Look out!
What's wrong with you?
Your time has come.
What? Garlic Jr.'s back?
Opposed and suffered like he's never suffered before.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host Matt Marrero, along with
me Tristan.
Yeah,
hey, how's it going,
Tristan? Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so basically, yeah. So if you don't know what that was, we are doing the Garlic Jr. saga. What that existed? Yeah, you repressed it. Good job.
We're bringing it back. Enjoy.
We're bringing it back. Oh, you were in Disneyland that year. You were actually here watching Garlic Jr. Saga. Actually, funny story, I actually was in Florida.
Really?
Yes. No, because here's the thing. All right, by the way, if anyone's confused, first off, we're doing the DBZ arc, the Garlic Jr. Saga, which is a filler arc, because obviously Garlic Jr. was from a movie, so it is technically filler. However, what's really interesting is that it aired in the summer, I remember.
Really?
Right? I remember it being during the summer. I don't know where you were at the time, but I remember that I was actually in Florida. Like, my mom was like, yeah, let's go to Florida. And I didn't want to, but I kind of had to because it was, you know, like, no, because, like, it was the summer. So it was like, yeah, go to Florida. We're going to, I think we went to Disneyland. I'm not even sure. I just know that we were in Florida. So what ended up happening was we were just there and everything was kind of chill, but I couldn't see DBZ as much. So I actually only caught the first run in a little bit.
Disneyland. I want to be home watching DBZ.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it was kind of bad. Yeah, it's great though. It's just like that's how you know you were a child in the 90s. I feel like this show took priority over other things.
Everything else.
Yeah, basically. Just like I don't know. It's like I don't know what you know you're trying to do here, Mom, with your whole you know family plans. But I want to watch television because I'm a 90s kid. But yeah, so that's how I felt personally. So we have that, and so yeah, the Garlic Jr. Saga. It was just, I don't know. Upon rewatching it, I wasn't a big fan, but you know, I got to see it years down the line, and I think I remember I only picked up pieces of it because I don't know about you. I know you're a big Trunks fan, right?
Yeah.
Yes. No. Yeah. So like at the time, when all I could think of with every single time it was a Garlic Jr. thing was no, but that Trunks guy, whoever this is. He's cool. No, because they were airing all those really cool Trunks promos at the time. So all I can think of is, this Trunks guy is awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. I mean, you're always thinking, like, is he going to show up? Is he going to show up?
Actually, yes, I thought he would appear in the saga because they were pumping him so much. They were promoting him so much. So I was a big Trunks fan, you know, based on those promos. And I also love time travel stuff, but, you know. But anyway, so I'm sitting here just being like, what is... But then he never showed up.
Yeah.
It's just the date that stood you up. You remember, we remember high school a lot. Yeah, that's kind of how we felt.
I didn't even have dates.
So no one stood you up. That's great. Good for you, man. No one stood you up. Yeah, sadness. But anyway, getting back to the dragons and the balls and shit. Overall, it's the dragons' balls. You like you rub them or something, or you make a magical incantation. I don't know. I didn't even know it existed. No, but seriously, yeah, I haven't seen DBZ in a while. Because I'm used to the manga. So trying to kind of like, you know, how do I word this? Just like the pacing, right? Just the DBZ pacing is a thing.
Yeah, I'm just making an entire saga. I mean, it's not an entire saga, but it's like a mini saga, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mini filler saga. You know, if anyone doesn't know, filler is basically meant to be... you know, like, it's just, you know, the manga has all these, you know, stuff going on, but obviously when a manga goes on a weekly basis and then a show goes on a weekly basis, eventually the show's going to catch up. So they make filler, usually with random filler episodes, things like the Princess Snake episode, or, you know, when Vegeta and Nappa ate things on a random planet, you know, beat up bug people. You know, the cool, memorable episodes. What?
Or Bulma on Namek fighting giant crabs.
Right, yeah, you know, all the memorable episodes, the ones that you remember. You know, the ones that you buy on the DVD set, right? Nothing else, just you'd buy them separately. Just be like, no, I only want these episodes, none of those other ones with plot and shit, fuck that.
Or you know, who could forget Fake Namek?
Yeah, of course. Well, Fake Namek was with crab people, wasn't it? Or am I mistaken?
No, they were some kind of pink Dodoria looking type thing.
Yeah, basically they were like Dodoria slash Namekian slash it was just terrible. It was, again, interesting. You know what I think it is? I think they have very interesting concepts in their filler. And then they just kind of like make it expand, because it was about 11 episodes, the Garlic Jr. Saga, when they really only needed 5. And again, I haven't seen DBZ pacing in a while, so maybe I'm just used to the manga. So when I'm watching this, I'm not even talking about the power-ups, just the fact that there were fights that were teased and then not happening, and then all these just little random things. I mean, what do you think about it? I've been ranting. What do you think about the Garlic Jr. Saga?
Well, I mean, the first time I saw it, I probably didn't think too much of it. I was kind of like, where's Goku at first? But, I don't know. It got better as it went along.
True.
I don't think it was, like, overly elongated or anything. I felt like it had its place.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it had its place. I mean, it's a very great concept.
I didn't feel like it was, like, dragged out or anything, you know?
Okay, well,
the pacing felt okay to me.
You know what I think it is, too? I think that they didn't know how to place in certain jokes. Like, there were some cool jokes, but, like, they didn't know how to place them in. And I'm not even referring to, like, Funimation's jokes. I'm referring to, like, anything involving Marin.
Oh, God.
Yes. Now you're drawn back into my anger. Please feel the anger. Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Okay. Right.
Ah, there we go. Now it's all coming back to you, because you remembered. See, that's the thing, everyone. See, you remember the whole, like, oh yeah, no, but the Garlic Jr. and the fighting, eventually they all fought and that was cool. But Marin, right? That one.
Yeah. Okay. Marin was bullshit.
Yeah, there we go. There's it. Fuel. Let it fuel you. All right, so yeah, that's the thing. Like, everything about her was just very, eh. And I know she was meant to be an airhead, but again, it's just one of those things where it's just, also, by the way, you know, veering off, not really veering off too much, I'm not a big fan of Master Roshi pervert jokes. I know he is a pervert.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big fan of Master Roshi pervert jokes.
Because Roshi, like, watching Roshi in, I don't know, and I mean, in Dragon Ball, yes, he was still a gigantic pervert, but I don't know, you got to see Roshi have his badass moments, too, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I feel like everyone kind of forgets the lesser character, well, not even lesser characters, but the background characters is basically what's become.
Yeah.
Roshi's fucking amazing. He's a martial arts master.
I know. I mean, he means nothing in the grand scheme of things, but, like, I mean, you know, it's just, and again, you know, I'm not saying that he needed to, like, have a really big moment in this arc, but just the fact that, like, you know, he was, you know, just, I don't like his pervert moments in general.
Yeah.
Because in general, it feels like it's too much.
Here's the pervert, you know.
Exactly, and I know it's done for comedic effect, but, and it might just be, you know, a cultural thing, because, like, you know, maybe even it's just, I've grown up, not as in I'm such a grown-up now, we're talking about, you know, what we talk about on this podcast usually is not, we're not meant to, you know, talk like that here, but I still feel as if, you know, maybe my 8-year-old self would have found that funny, where now I don't find it that funny, I just think, like, oh, no, but, like, because it just gets weird, like, because the thing is that he always seemed like a guy who was a pervert, obviously, but I never saw him as a guy who wanted another guy's girl. And whenever filler creeps its ugly head, I usually see it constantly.
Yeah, well, I mean, 18. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, 18 filler, bam, he wants 18. You know,
yeah.
Marin filler, bam, he wants Marin. I don't even think, like, I mean, I think he sort of did it in the, you know, Goku and his friends return special, which is canon, but I'm not sure how much Toriyama had to write with it. I know it's his idea and stuff. I don't know if he actually wrote for Roshi, let's say. So if he wrote it, then okay, fine. I mean, that's his, you know, him putting his spin on it. But, like, I just feel like most of the time that he's this way, it's not because of filler.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
that's kind of, you know, it is filler, rather. And that's the issue, where it's just like, you know, it's because of this filler that just kind of, like, disrupts his character flow in a weird way. Where it's just like, you know, it's like, all right, Roshi's always a pervert. And it's like, no, he's, I mean, he's not the best guy in the world, mind you. But, yeah. No, he's the farthest thing from everyone. But I don't know. But, definitely, though, you know, and also I'd like to mention, you know, when the arc started, right, we had a kind of, you know, we had Garlic Jr. with his new merry band of men, by the way, who were never explained.
Yeah. I think he just, like, you know that demon army that he summons, like, in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
And you never actually see them. I mean, I'm assuming they're amassing on Earth, getting ready, and, you know,
well, no, it's just,
before they can come out, but I feel he looks at his army and says, okay, who's been training the most? Who looks the most threatening? Who has the biggest muscles and probably some kind of genetic...
It's like, so I feel like he just walked around. He's just like, all right, I need someone who I can look at eye level, someone who looks like a professional wrestler, and someone who makes Zarbon look like a fat little, you know, just like the fattest virgin in the world. And all of a sudden, just these three guys appeared. And then the flamboyant one was like, why, hello, sir.
Like, you're hired.
Yes, exactly. And what do you call yourselves? The fierce, you know, it's like the troublesome threesome. Wrong, you're the Spice Boys now. We have a theme here.
It's like, excuse me, sir?
By the way, in case anyone thinks we're making jokes, no, they're called the Spice Boys.
Yep. We have...
That's what they refer to themselves as.
Salt, vinegar, mustard, and spice.
Yeah, no, the best thing in the world is them just telling you this as they look directly into your eyes, and you just think, wow, this is, like, I wish the Z-Fighters just looked at themselves and went, wow, this is our life.
Shit, I wish I had that kind of self-confidence.
Yeah, right? Krillin has to walk around saying, like, to make himself feel, like, you know, better about himself. He goes, I'm Goku's friend. Doesn't even call himself Krillin.
No.
Just to make himself feel better by association. I am a friend of the guy who'd saved the universe a couple times. That's what he has to... He doesn't even say he's Krillin. Like, other people are just like, my name is Spice. Well, good for you.
Thank you, mean bitches.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, you know... So it starts off with, you know, Garlic Jr. with these guys. And all of a sudden it's like, I'm out of the dead zone. Well... How did that happen? I'm out of the dead zone.
He was able to amass enough power because the Makio star had come close enough to the Earth, so he broke the dimensional barrier and got out.
That was the reasoning later on.
That was,
that was
the quote unquote reason.
Yes. It was like, all right, which is great, by the way, if we have to skip to the end for a split second. I loved how his thought process was, you know, it's like, what I'm going to do, it's like, all right, what is he going to do? I'm going to put you through the same pain you put me through. All right, how's that? Opening up the dead zone. One wrong push. You misstep once, Garlic, and you're going back in that zone. This is like all or nothing. Like, I mean, just all on the table.
Well,
you know,
I mean, honestly, I feel like he didn't do it right away, but yes, he falls onto the same, you know, this is my trump card. No, it's not.
But yeah, exactly.
I feel like he plays that card because he goes in and he tries to give himself the home field advantage. And for a while, yeah, okay, technically Garlic's kind of kicking everybody's ass for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he start really getting serious in the fight and, you know, between not even just, you know, Piccolo, who's, you know, the strongest one there, arguably. Krillin and Gohan knock Garlic on his ass quite a few times, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's just one of those things.
The thing that I found is that Garlic is a shitty fighter. Sure, he's powerful.
He was the most confusing pick of a. As much as I think it was really cool, it was just so confusing as that he was the guy.
That becomes immortal.
You know? Well, no. He can become. That's why he was strong, because he became immortal. But, I mean, he's the guy that they brought back for the filler arc. It's like, which one are we choosing? That one.
I don't know. Who would you have picked?
I'm not. Yeah, that's funny. That's the issue. Like, who would you have picked, Matt? I'm not saying there's better choices.
Yeah, no, I wasn't trying to call you out on it. I was just like...
No, I'm saying, I'm just being honest. Like, no, it's true. No, it's true. It's like, I don't really know who else we would have chosen, but, I mean, fair enough.
Because if we look at all the other movies up to this point, they're dead.
Honestly, they should have done something, though, where it could have been like a mix between or something. Where it's like Garlic Jr. is working with Dr. Wheelo, who is also working with, Turles. yeah, imagine that. Just like, who have currently done a fusion dance.
Oh, no.
My God. No. Their bodies are getting restored, but they have to become one. So basically, in a robot body, it's Dr. Wheelo's brain with Turles' upper body with Garlic Jr.'s two puny little legs.
Matt Morero's fan fiction, everyone.
Yeah! Oh, never read it. It gets erotic and really weird. But anyway, moving on. Well, that escalated rather quickly.
So that Macchio star is not just for pumping up your muscles now, is it, huh?
No. Oh, why, Garlic, why? Garlic isn't Junior anymore. But anyway, I had something real to say. Shut your face. I'm trying to speak real words. I keep on saying I enjoy the concept, right? But I really do. I really enjoyed the fact that, you know, with the Dark Water Mist and everything, we got his Army of Darkness, where in my head, it just made me think of Evil Dead for some reason. Have you ever seen Evil Dead?
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't.
Fair enough. Either way, great movie on Netflix. Great movie. Check it out. Tell anyone who hasn't seen it. Basically, you know, the outlying forest is kind of like infecting their friends with like this. They kind of become zombies, but they're kind of sentient where they can speak. And it's just, but it's really cool because like they're not like, oh, I'm going to bite you zombies. But it's more like, I'm just like, you know, like they become like entranced by the forest and, you know, and all the evils in it. So it kind of felt cool. Also, Army of Darkness is the name of the third Evil Dead film. So it was very cool to have that there. You know, to kind of have that there. It was just really interesting.
Actually, like, they do have cuts to the, you know, the outside world and what's going on. And there are people, you know, raping and pillaging and murdering and killing each other while this is all going on. And oddly
I didn't see the full uncut version. Where was the rape? Not that I want
okay,
to, but...
Okay, all right, that one slipped. Show that. Jesus.
Okay.
But it's bringing out the most evil things in all people across the world. You know, not going to take this to a dark place, but yeah. Anyway,
Goku sniffs it, just keeps on walking. I don't know what's wrong with all these other people. Ah, help me! Goku's just chilling, eating food.
Oh, God.
Oh, none of this looks right. But you know what I love, by the way? How Krillin and Marin are just under the water. And then they come back up, and it's like, oh, no, the mist has infected everyone. It's still airborne, Japan. Do you not know how airborne works? You don't just sniff it in, and then the carbon dioxide you breathe out is perfectly clean air. No, it's still in the air, guys.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
No, I know. It's funny. It's like we're dealing with a kid's show, and we're dealing with, like, alternate dimensions and shit, so I really shouldn't be pushing too hard. But at the same time, they went under the water, and I'm like, oh, that's how they didn't get infected. And then they come back up, like, not even a minute later, and it's like, boom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even look at Piccolo. He's like, oh, I've been bitten. Oh, I'm under his control. A few hours later, nah, I'm okay, guys.
That was the worst thing in the world, if only because, okay, he had to go by the plan of beating up Gohan for God knows how long. Like, it took a while episode-wise. That was another thing, too, by the way. Like, it drew on for far too long. Beating the holy hell out of him.
Yeah.
And then
Gohan's got, like, restraint over himself. Like,
yeah.
There's no tomorrow.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then what? You were saying something? No, no.
Piccolo could have broken like every bone in Gohan's body.
He did.
So it would have still been like, Mr. Piccolo, come on! It really hurts now. Krillin's just on the ground, like, God damn it, Gohan!
No, screaming at Piccolo. It's like, damn it, Piccolo! You already told me this was a joke. Come on.
Yeah, Piccolo, what the fuck? What about the plan? I had a plan.
Yeah, no, it's great, because literally, like, just during the death blow, Garlic Jr. finally takes a step up and realizes, all right, this was my plan all along. And finally, you know what, I'll kill him. And then finally, Piccolo takes the mist from him. And it's like, Piccolo, what if he didn't step in? I like the concept of let's trick the bad guy, and, you know, and no one saw it coming. But it's still something where it's just like, Piccolo, what if he didn't step in? Where it's just like, well, I mean, for appearance sake, I gotta kill the child. I'm sure he'll understand. His mothers will be very chill with it. The Dragon Balls can bring him back to life. It's not like we'll need him to have his one life, extra life one day. Nothing bad ever comes to Earth. It's okay. He can die by my hand. You know,
I don't know where to raise him anyway.
Yeah, right. It was just one of those things. Which is, guys, what are you doing? So, and then, you know, but again, I like the idea of him trying to trick Garlic, and it was cool. But it was just like, he just beat him up so much that Gohan, like, it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, you hope that because he's an innocent child, he thinks, wow, Mr. Piccolo, that was a great plan. Because if it was like Vegeta, Vegeta would have been like, just looked at him, that was a good plan, but I will be killing you later. you know, it's like, I commend you. It's like, I commend you for your thought process, but understand that my thought process will be shown through my fist later onto your face. Which, by the way, no, you know what really got me upset, I think? It had to happen because of the manga, obviously. Like, Vegeta had to be off-world because of the manga, because he was training off-world. That had to happen.
Yeah.
But it just sucked, where it's just like, you know, it's like, all right, everyone's dead other than these three guys. And it's just like, and we'll bring back Garlic Jr. And it's just like, all right. It's like, I don't know. It's like, look, it's the best that the Earth has to offer. Piccolo, Gohan, Krillin, oh, God. All right, we're done here.
I mean, everybody always jokes about, you know, the background characters, or even just, you know, Krillin, Yamcha, Tien, how they basically fade out of usefulness. I mean, I don't know. Krillin gets a lot of shit. I mean, honestly, Krillin has balls.
No, he does.
I remember looking at this when Gohan's got the shield around him, and Piccolo's trying to distract Garlic.
Right.
Where when he's opened the dead zone and he's basically trying to suck them in, and Piccolo's like, you know, lower the shield and fucking shoot him, will you please? And he's like, no, I have to protect Krillin. And Krillin gets up and he says, forget about me, you know what to do. And he flies out and goes up to help Piccolo.
So, shirtless and six-pack abs, it was great. Honestly,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
remember
no,
something,
like,
everyone forgets.
Yeah.
Everyone forgets that Krillin is the strongest human, with Tien second and Yamcha third. It just sucks because Tien was dead, and for some reason they thought, we can't have a fourth fighter, so Yamcha had to be put under the Dark Mist, which was very upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, another thing that's upsetting, by the way, you know, I understand the whole plot of, because it happens a lot. It's basically a trope at this point where if you have two heroes fighting and one of them is under, like, mind control, well, not only do you obviously not go full power, I get that, but you also for some reason think, oh, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Instead of going, all right, we're in a world where crazy shit happens. Something is off here. This isn't
right. Yeah, obviously there's something wrong here. Or when
Chichu attacks
Gohan, too.
Yeah, exactly. And,
like,
and
Mom, what's wrong with you? It's like,
yeah, Mom, is it
really?
Because I did something bad? It's like, dude, I know you're a child. But
do you see that, you know, demonic look in your mother's eyes? Does that not off-put you even in the slightest? Or are you just used to that by now?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, Gohan, your mom looks crazed. Yeah, I know. It's my mom. No, Gohan.
Yeah,
she has... Remember this. The writers chose to give her the black demonic aura before she got hit with the mist. I want the record to show that Marin had to call her middle-aged to have her get crazy black aura around her before the mist was even an option.
Well, I mean, she went Kaioken, basically.
She basically went... No, what's even scarier is that red is Kaioken. A fucking dark purple is Demon Spawn.
Yeah.
She literally went demonic Kaioken. Because someone called her middle-aged.
Yeah. Well, you know, and she was wearing a skimpy bathing suit around her child.
Yes, that too, by the way.
And I think she called.
No. Gohan wasn't there at the time, and she also called. She also said, "I'm so sorry that you're. You'll be able to go find your grandchild."
Oh right.
And
yeah,
it was like, yeah, it was
yeah,
just like, all right.
Just like, oh, that is it.
Yeah, gloves are off.
She dies now.
But a good example of this happening too, by the way, is there's a comic called Marvel Zombies. I'm sure have you heard of it?
Marvel Zombies. I don't think I actually have.
Well, it's great. You should definitely look into it. But sadly, in the beginning of the outbreak, it falls under that same trap. By the way, written by a great guy, written by Robert Kirkman, who is writing The Walking Dead, and great guy, awesome stuff he's done. And he put them under the same kind of trap where it's just like you have them there and it's like, you know, like the first person to be infected was Sentry, who's basically Marvel's version of Superman with some psychotic problems. So everyone's like, yes, he has some psychotic issues. So I guess they're like, oh, Sentry, are you okay? But he looked decayed.
Yeah.
So it's like, Sentry, are you okay? Bam, bites Captain America. Bam, bites like so-and-so. Bam, bites so-and-so. Immediately New York is infected because now superhumans are infected.
Yeah.
But like your first thing, when you see Sentry looking like a zombie, your first thing is, all right, we got to contain him. Not, are you okay? You look a little bit under the weather. Oh, God, he's biting us all.
Why is he gnawing on my, oh, I don't feel good.
Yeah. Oh, this doesn't feel good at all.
He just starts, like, chewing on them, and they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? It's been a while. Oh, God, wait, why don't I feel good?
Yeah, I think I'm going to die. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. It's just a thing, yeah. But, I mean, it gets, again, it's just one of those things in the beginning where it's like, you know, it happens in a lot of those films, but it's upsetting only because this is DBZ. Like, in the real world, or in a world where zombies aren't a thing, you can see, like, oh, this is bad. But in DBZ world, even if they said, oh, zombies were never a thing in our world, Frieza is a thing in your world. The Saiyans are a thing. Heck, walking, talking, flying cat people exist. So when someone you know is acting a little bit funny, you punch him in the face until proven otherwise.
Well, with that logic and their power levels, that one punch might, you know, be it. And if you
but
call the wrong, well, you're going to be the biggest dick. That's going to be an awkward punch.
It's going to be an awkward conversation until you gather up all 7 Dragon Balls and everything's A-okay. Sorry, Chi-Chi, you were kind of going off the rails a bit. I felt like you may have been under Dark Water Mist. That's why I killed you. But think about it, though. If you aren't wrong, the Dark Water Mist apparently, while it didn't tell anyone anything, looks as if it made people stronger. If only because even if Krillin wasn't fighting at full power and holding himself back, Master Roshi punched him through a house.
True. Well, I mean, it's probably the combination of, you know, he wasn't expecting it, too. Like,
yes.
I think that the point where he kicked him through the house, they're still like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah. Basically.
I think Krillin maybe went, I think something's wrong here, and then he gets kicked through the house. Okay, definitely something wrong here.
Yeah, and then Marin, God, I want to strangle her. Marin's just like, oh, come on, he's an old man. It's like, he's actually a karate master.
Yeah, she goes over to Krillin. What the hell, Krillin? Why is the old man beating you up?
Exactly.
He's my teacher.
Yeah, he's a karate master, and I sadly just remembered that fact.
Yeah.
I had forgotten, and now here we are. I don't know. I mean, but I have to say, though, the scenes when people were biting each other, like, it did look really cool, and I do admit that I enjoy the whole, like, you know, when they did the cuts to the Earth. I feel like they could have had more cuts or more walking around during the apocalypse or something, because I think that would have been, because what sucked was, is that, like, it was very slow-paced, but then finally, like, you know, once they got up to, like, the, you know, the tower and maybe, like, the third episode, all of a sudden it's like, all right, so what are we doing here? And then it was just kind of just stale because it kind of felt like, all right, so we're at the tower, so what are we doing? We have to free Kami and Mr. Popo. All right, let's do that for 4 episodes. Finally it's done. All right, but now it's too late because you took a lot of time.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, so we have to go underground. Or, you know, Kami and Mr. Popo have to basically go through the Netherworld, which was kind of cool, by the way. But
yeah,
it's just like,
was,
they go
actually through
it. Yes,
I mean,
yes.
It kind of gave you a little more insight about the Guardians, too. Like, there's actually a tomb for the original Guardians of the Earth within the lookout.
Yes, which is interesting. And then they have to go through that, and then it's just like, oh, so what's happening while that's happening? We kind of have to stall Garlic, I guess?
Yeah.
And then that happens, and then it's just like, all right, we're done here, so what are we doing now? It's like, well, basically the Earth is free from the mist, but we still kind of have to beat up this Garlic guy. All right, cool. Like it just felt, and then, I don't know if you know this, technically the episode where they beat Garlic Jr. isn't the last episode in the saga. The last episode is the episode right after where Krillin and Marin have their own little, like, marital thing.
Yeah, and then and Marin leaves.
Yeah. Well, no, Krillin dumps her.
Oh, right. Well, did he? I guess he did.
No. Like, he literally is just like, you know, when you love someone, you have to know when to let them go. Because he didn't think,
I remember the scene on the beach, but...
Yes, either he didn't want... It was a mix between, like, I don't think, like, he wanted the commitment, but he was going to ask her, but felt like she didn't want to be committed to him. And she was like, well, I mean, I would have said yes anyway. And then runs away. And he's like, well, what?
And then,
wait, Marin!
You know,
and then he trips over a log, by the way. Trips
right,
over a log because...
comes up on the beach.
Yeah. What I really enjoy... First off, yeah, Live on the Beach, that's normal. Second, I really enjoy the fact that it's Krillin. I know they try to use him for comic relief, but damn it, please understand. Like, at least you could say Master Roshi's old, maybe if you want to, or he might be drunk, maybe if you want to throw some stuff out there, be like, oh, why would he trip over a log? But this is Krillin. He can fly. Why is the man who can fly tripping over logs?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could go into trying to defending a lot of things from the series, but, you know.
I know.
At the same time, I probably shouldn't, but, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe, like, again, he wasn't expecting it, and just because he's, you know, technically superpowered, you know,
yeah.
I mean, you can still trip over something if you're not looking.
Fair enough. No, it's just one of those things. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like you're just one with the universe. You're one with the world. You're one with everything. So you should be able to just be like, I know where a log is. Like, I know where logs are. Kind of.
Yeah.
But also, by the way, I would like to say, I didn't give our number out at the beginning, but I would like to say, if you want to call in and talk about this arc, please call in at 718-664-9468. Definitely call in at 718-664-9468. We would love to hear you. I mean, you know, we've been talking about it. We still have more to say, but we definitely want to hear what you think because, you know, you're the fans, you're listening. Why not, right? I mean, this was – but what I would like to say, though, is if you had to rate the arc – I mean, we're still going to go back to little things here and there, but if you had to rate the arc, what would you rate it as from, like, 1 to – from 1 to 10?
Yeah, that'll work.
Did you gave a rating? Sorry, you cut up.
No, I was going to say, yeah, 1 to 10 works.
Oh, yeah, right. Just I'll give it somewhere in between that if you really wish, you know.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Well, I mean, it's funny because I don't know, I guess cuz it's older. I mean, I'm older now and I'm looking back
right.
at the series. I'm thinking about things in a different way because
yeah.
when I look at the series, you know, okay, past all the Marin crap and that, but looking at the fight between, you know, Garlic Jr. and Gohan, Piccolo, and Krillin, I felt it was really cool for Gohan to actually step into the spotlight because
yeah.
I feel like watching it, I got this feeling of this was the time period that I liked, that transition between you know, just after Frieza, but going into the just before the Android Saga, where Gohan is still young, but he's extremely powerful for his age. You got to see him do incredible things that, you know, no one expected from him. Piccolo's still, you know, a pretty big contender. And
oh, yeah.
Even Krillin's still in the fight. Yeah, he's not fighting the big major boss, but he's still contributing. He's not... It's not like he's useless, you know, when...
No.
I mean, because after they get to the android, basically, if you're not a Super Saiyan or Piccolo, you're out.
Yeah, basically. Just, do you want to fight the androids? Not your battle. Go home and sit on your ass. We'll call you if we need you.
Do you want to fight the androids? Not particularly...
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's like, do you want to fight the androids? Do you think you would be a formidable foe? Then please, sign up to be one of our meat shields. You can stop Goku from dying.
Yeah.
Call 1-800-MEAT-SHIELD today. Because if you can't do it, then will Vegeta die?
Yeah. I mean,
also, one more time, by the way, 1-7-7-1-8. Right, 664-9468. Keith, 718-664-9468. Now, I'm not saying that I know our fan base, but what I'm saying is that I know everyone who is listening at any time because I am the watcher. If you don't know who the watcher is, I'll tell you who that is later. No, that's not Master Roshi's pervert superhero name. I'll tell you who the watcher is later, Tristan. Don't you worry.
I don't think I feel comfortable talking to you on this.
That sounds about right, yeah. So I would give it...
I think I'm going to go.
Nah, stay. You can't leave. So,
You can never leave.
Yeah, right? You're trapped in the dead zone! Basically, yeah. So, but seriously, though, I feel as if, I don't know what I would give this, you know? I don't know. I feel like, I'm trying to think. I feel like this arc is maybe a 6, I think. I can't give it really a lot. Because the thing is, and it might just be a whole DBZ thing, not just this, but I still have to put it in here as like a kind of, you know, a critique. They use a lot of stock footage. I don't know if you noticed, because it hasn't been too long for you, but you didn't watch it yesterday. There's a lot of stock footage, meaning, like, there's a lot of scenes where you can just tell, like, they use Gohan's face. Just either
That scene where Krillin starts, Krillin's falling off the lookout, and the other two, the Spice
Boys,
Gohan.
Thank you.
Gohan's face, them punching him. Krillin, Gohan's face, punching Krillin. Gohan, punching Krillin.
Basically, yeah, where it's just, you know, and maybe they, you know, get closer onto his face, you know, the camera zooms in a bit, and it's like, really, guys, like, things like that, where,
running.
Hmm?
When Kami and Popo are running through the,
that was exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Things like
yeah.
that are just, you know, It's just too much. Where, you know, it's, and again, I know it happens in many anime, but it definitely showed. I feel.
Hey guys,
this isn't
a fighting scene. How do we animate this?
Yeah. Also, by the way, we made this joke before the podcast, but I'd definitely like to bring it up now. The fact that whenever they just to fill up some time in their filler, they decided whenever they got the chance to just throw in movie clips from the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, it could be anything.
Yeah.
It could just be like, you know, it's like, man, you know, it's like, I remember the time Garlic Jr. fought us. Let's roll the clip, shall we? Just rolls the clip, comes back, Kami's like sitting in a director's chair with his legs crossed, drinking coffee. Just
inside.
Oh shit, we're back? Oh shit.
Well,
yeah,
it's like I said earlier, it's like Kami had to be doing something while he was trapped in the bottle. I mean, come on.
Basically, just sitting there, just be like, what is he doing? Just sitting there, just, I'll send an SOS to the world. Like, what is he doing in the bottle? What is he doing trapped in a bottle? Like, you know. That and Mr. Popo, I feel really sad because, like, you know, maybe happy for Popo, actually, because, like, you had Kami trapped in the bottle, and all of a sudden Mr. Popo was just like, they found me important to be trapped into a bottle. Like, you know?
Aww.
Like,
yeah.
I feel kind of happy for the guy, actually.
Well, I mean, shit, Popo's got some kind of skill, because, I mean, he did technically train with Goku when he was a kid, but, you know, of course, no one remembers that.
No. Honestly, if I have to do a big critique on shonen anime, and I only say shonen because, granted, you know what? No, I'll say Bleach and DBZ. Right, the same critique for both. I'll just say that. A bit of Naruto, too, from what I've seen, but mostly Bleach and DBZ. What they do is they give you some really cool characters who have some really cool skill sets, but once they achieve the next level or whatever it is, they go to the next level or the next set of characters, you have to either forget about the rest of them or you know that they're there, but they don't do anything. And it sucks because Mr. Popo, like, I feel like Mr. Popo could have possibly cut Garlic Jr. in half with his mind. Garlic Jr. wouldn't have died. But I feel like Mr. Popo knows, you know, he knows how to do a lot of crazy shit that
like,
we can't even dream of.
No one would have expected it, and everyone would have just went, whoa!
Yeah, like, and I mean this, and I don't mean this in, like, a really stupid, punny, racist way, but I feel like he knows the dark arts. I'm being serious. Like, I feel like he knows some crazy voodoo shit that could have basically, if given the proper... I didn't mean that to be funny. I'm being serious. I just feel like he knows something crazy where it's just like, you know, it's just like literally just, you know, it's like, Kami's holding him back, like, Popo, you know, it's like, Mr. Popo, you know you can't do this. And Mr. Popo's mantra is like, Popo knows. like if Popo were to be let loose on the world, havoc.
Oh, jeez.
The world would be destroyed as we know it if Mr. Popo was let loose. You know, I mean, he is a genie.
He just, yeah.
Technically, he's a genie. I mean, you know.
He is.
And then for some reason, because he couldn't be shown on national television, he was made into a genie. If anyone is unaware of what I'm referencing, when four kids, I have to explain this for everyone. I'm so sorry if you actually know what I'm talking about. When Four Kids was, and I think they still might be, airing DBZ Kai on their, on Channel 11 CW, what they had to do was, because you can't show people that have quote unquote blackface on TV, they had to color him blue, but in a way that was basically. Now you remember what I'm talking about. Yeah. Where he was. I thought you knew what I'm saying right off the bat.
That's what I was talking about. I didn't want to jump in and be like, yeah, that's it. And you go, no, I'm talking about this.
But seriously, yeah, Blue Popo. And what sucked was he wasn't even done blue in a good way. He was done blue in a way where you felt like you had to adjust your TV set.
Yeah, like Microsoft Paint blue.
Yeah, but the thing is, but this is the issue. Microsoft Paint Blue is good because it goes over all of the black. They didn't even go over all of the black. It was kind of like there were blue lines.
Oh, God.
So like, yeah, you remember this now. Yeah, so, and it felt really weird because I was like, you know, if they were smart, they would have gotten the cash to get, Robin Williams. Right? So it's just like Mr. Popo, is something wrong? No, nothing wrong with Mr. Popo. No. Nothing wrong with Mr. Popo. No. You know?
It comes out now.
So hey, Kami, you want to play a game of cards? You know, it's just magically makes cards appear huge. So something strange about something is strange about Mr. Popo. You know?
Mr. Popo has been hit with the Blackwater Mist. Look, he's blue.
That's what happens when Mr. Popo was affected by the Blackwater Mist, children and listeners, he would have became Robin Williams. That's what would have happened. That's his transformation. He just gets hit and he's just like, oh, Mr. Popo, oh, Mr. Popo, oh, oh. Hey, children, how's it going, huh? Wants me to do a magic trick? Where's Hal? I was supposed to rate this thing. Well, no, I did. I gave it a 6. So we were talking about stock footage before we came to Robin Williams Popo. So what is it? So I'd give it a 6, and stock footage, and I mean, just all this nasty evil stuff.
Yeah.
Any closing words about this arc?
Just a small, more of a serious look at it. I feel like it was great that Gohan got to jump in the spotlight. I mean,
yeah,
Piccolo says at the end, he's like, Gohan's like, yeah, and we beat, and my dad wasn't even here. And, Piccolo's just like, Gohan, we didn't need your dad.
Yeah, because was in you all along.
Well, okay,
really?
Yeah, that was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
But
it was just nice.
Yeah. And because when they're fighting Garlic, he buffs up and he powers up and he's like, I'm immortal, I have giant muscles, you're all fucked. And Piccolo's like, bitch, I can do that too. And he buffs up.
Yeah.
And Garlic's just like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be able to do that. And he starts beating
You know what I really love? Vegeta's Adventures in Space. I know we briefly talked about it, but I want to say that I loved it, if only because it's like, you're supposed to swear your loyalty to Vegeta. And what if we do? Oh, I really hadn't planned on that.
Yeah.
I mean, the manga doesn't really have me, with an army. I mean, I could, but that wouldn't work. No, you should die.
Yeah.
The
soldiers even do that. They look at him and it's like, what are you doing, Vegeta? How dare you? It's like, Frieza will have your head for this. We're under treaty. And it's like, hey, I hate to break this to you guys, but You know what? Who am I kidding? Priest is dead.
No. I think the best thing as well, I think it would have been even better if it's just like, it's like, Vegeta, it's like, why are you pulling down your pants? Do you see my protective cup? Yes, it's Frieza's skull. You dick. Like, worship him now.
They just stare at him. They don't even have words. And then
but Matt, how did Frieza come back to life? It's a metal skull. It's all metal.
Oh, God.
The outer skull is just all metal. So when Frieza came back to life and he was on Earth, if you notice in the background, you have to really tell, Vegeta was smirking because he was waiting. Because that's why he was upset that Trunks came in. He didn't get to show Frieza his cup.
Oh, jeez.
That's not even fan canon. You have to look up the interviews with Akira Toriyama. You have to know Japanese. It's crazy stuff, but it's true. Oh, it's true. Yeah, no, it's all there, man. I think the scariest thing in the world is that it's a joke, right? But at the same time, you're thinking, well, it is Japan. So somewhere in your head, you're thinking, this Matt guy, I think he's being serious.
Yeah.
That's a lovely note to end it on. Ugh, I'm sighing. Why?
Of all the things you could have ended it on, you choose to breathe the skull over my crotch in my pants joke. Good job, Matt.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. If you look at the magazine articles from the 90s, you can see that was clearly Akira Toriyama's intention. Goku's mom is a thing. The short came out this month. I know it's a weird thing to end it on.
Yes.
We're just talking about, but it's true.
That was quite a jump, Matt. But okay, yes, that is.
It was. Yeah, no, we definitely looked that up. I don't know if it's been scanlated yet into English or the translation and everything, but I know it's on the internet. It has to be because the Rock is on the internet. Oh yeah, so definitely look that up. Yeah, Goku's mom was revealed. Not even kidding. It's like I know I've been making jokes this whole time. Some of them funny, some of them not. But I'm telling you. This is real. Like, look this up. But,
all your jokes are funny.
That was a joke.
Why would I joke about something like that? Come on. You know me better
it's
than
like
that.
It's like I taste the sarcasm. I taste it. It's sustaining me. I'm feeding
you,
on it.
You should be doing something else than tasting it. It's on there pretty thick. I'd say thicker than that, Matt.
I'm choking on it. It's part of the air that I breathe. It's like the Blackwater mist. Oh, darn, I can't go into my bathtub and just let it wash over, because that's not how it works when something's airborne. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Tomorrow we should be taking a break, but if not, we'll definitely keep you posted on Facebook. Definitely next Saturday we should be able to do World's Strongest with Tristan and I, along with Satish Ram, if he's able to be on. And, yes, and, of course, if there is no show tomorrow, definitely catch us, Satish Ram and I, Monday Night Raw Recap, 12 a.m., or rather 11:30, on Monday. So I would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. And I am about to put on the opening theme, rather the ending theme, which is the opening theme to something else. I'm very complicated tonight. But either way, I would like to thank you guys, and I am signing out.
See you guys. Have a good night. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you too, dude.
Shall I? yeah.